Thank you very much. I have a comment to what Stefan Büttner, expert, said in terms of streamlining and rational use. I agree with what you said, but I think that we need to raise awareness in public authorities so that they incorporate this energy efficiency model into planning policies. They need to integrate it into the current architecture in homes and also in all urban areas, in towns and cities. So my recommendation would be that intelligent architectural plans be adopted. On the first day, Eva showed us an intelligent model for the production of electricity, green energy. And I think that that model should be integrated into urban planning models so that there is access to green electricity, clean electricity, which would allow for a reduction of the use of energy, nuclear or fossil energy. Then on photovoltaic panels, most homes are complaining about the cost of them and the cost of storing this energy as well. I don't know the situation in Europe, but in Tunisia, given that the electricity production company is a public state-owned company, this is pretty much dealt with. The company which produces the electricity produced by photovoltaic panels is directly incorporated into the national grid, whether it's used or not by the family itself at home. It is incorporated into the grid, and then there is a receipt which is given, so people will get credit for what they do not use, and which is then put into the grid, and then you can use that credit in colder times for your heating, for example. And so if you don't use it, it will be used by other consumers, but you keep your energy credit, which will be there for you to reduce your bills, and you can use this afterwards when there's an energy peak not covered by your own panels. And then what Mr. Gibbons said, I arrived a little bit late, I do apologise, but I can confirm that the use of carbon capture and sequestration is useful and is effective in gas wells. When you extract the gas, it's rich gas, but we need commercial gas and needs to be eligible for these criteria. So we have installations which are there for right next to the wells, and once we have captured the CO2, it is injected, reinjected into the product, and it boosts gas production. So it has a positive effect and it increases the profits from the production. Thank you.
Great, thank you.